Let's join together now in singing number 126, Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing. Number 126.
Universalist Church of Fort Myers, where our mission is to love, grow, serve. My name is Teresa, and I am grateful to be your worship associate this morning as we continue to explore the theme of faith. Here at the Unitarian Universalist Church of Fort Myers, we strive to deepen our faiths by living into our loving community. This seems especially important to me this morning as I reflect on and mourn this anniversary of tragic violence. No matter the hardships and tragedies we face, and no matter our differences, which at times seem greater than our similarities, we are invited to worship together and fill our cups anew. Today we're doing just that by celebrating our seventh Unitarian Universalist principle of interconnectedness and engaging in a very special water communion. All are welcome to contribute their waters at the end of the service, and if you happen to be a bit forgetful like I am, the powers that be have thought about you and have water for you to use on that table if you wish to participate. We would like to extend a hearty welcome to those friends and family who feel new and are in fact newcomers to this church or Unitarian Universalism. If you happen to be interested in learning how to become a member of our faith community, there's a Pathways to Membership meeting at 12 noon in the conference room. This is a welcoming and involved congregation. You can find more information about activities in our newsletter, which is now being emailed to all members on Thursday. Visitors, you will find a connection card in the pew in front of you. I invite each of you to fill out the card so we can stay connected. Simply fill out the form and drop it into the offertory basket when that time comes. The most generous offering we can receive from you is a way to stay connected. After service, refreshments are available in Hobart Hall. Visitors, we would love it if you grabbed a yellow mug so we can find you. Without further delay, let us welcome our chalice lighter this morning. Our chalice lighter is Kathy Snow. Kathy has been coming to UUCFM on and off for about 8 years. She taught RE classes here of mindfulness meditation, and she even had four-year-olds meditating. Kathy works as a massage therapist and has lots of interesting stories. She's a native Floridian, almost. She's lived here since she was four. Kathy lives with her husband, Chris, her 11-year-old son, Torben, and dog, Coco. She thinks her life is boring, but it's not. Kathy is excited to be back among her friends and become active in the Social Justice Committee. Please stand in body or spirit and join us in speaking the words of our covenant. Singing.
Love is the spirit of this church, and serve
remain risen as we join together in singing number 100, Peace Like a River.
We invite you to follow along these words by George Odell. This is in the hymnal number 468. We need one another. We need one another when we would mourn and be comforted.
We need one another when we are in trouble and afraid.
We need one another when we are in despair, in temptation, and need to be recalled to our best selves. Again,
we need one another when we would accomplish some great purpose and cannot do it alone.
We need one another in the hour of success when we look for someone with which to share our triumphs.
We need one another in the hour of defeat when with encouragement we might endure and stand again.
We need one another when we come to die and would have gentle hands prepare us for the journey.
All our lives we are in need, and others are in need of us.
Amen.
A man is placed upon the steps, a baby cries, and somewhere you hear the church bell start to ring. And as the heaviness, oh, the heaviness settles in, somewhere you hear a mother sing. Then it's one foot and the other as you step out on the road. As you step out on the road, how much weight? Body, how much weight? And it's how long and how far and how many times, oh, before it's too late. calling all angels, calling all angels. Walk me through this one, don't leave me alone. Calling all angels, calling all angels. We're trying, we're hoping, but we're not sure.
Every day you gaze upon the sunset with such love and intensity. Why, it's almost as if you could only crack the code, you'd finally understand what this all means. But if you could, do you think you would trade in all the pain? Oh, the pain and the suffering. Oh, but then you would have missed the beauty of the light upon this earth and the sweetness of believing.
Calling all angels, calling all angels, walk me through this one, don't leave me alone.
People. Often people say that they love coming to a place with so many like-minded people. I know just what they're getting at, and I know that they aren't getting it quite right. I don't want to be with a bunch of people who think just like me. I want to be in a beloved community where I don't have to think like everyone else to be loved, to be eligible for salvation. I want to be with people who value compassion, justice, love, and truth, though they have different thoughts and opinions about all sorts of things. I want to be with independent-minded people of good heart. I want to be with people who have many names and no name at all for God. I want to be with people who see me in me, goodness and dignity, who also see my failings and foibles, and who still love me. I want to be with people who feel their interconnection with all existence and let it guide their path upon the earth. I want to be with people who see life as a paradox and don't always rush to resolve it. I want to be with people who are willing to travel the tightrope that is life and who will hold my hand as I cross mine. I want to be with people who let church call them into a different way of being in the world. I want to be with people who support, encourage, and even challenge each other to higher and more ethical living. I want to be with people who inspire one another to follow the call of the Spirit. I want to be with people who covenant to be honest, engaged, and kind, who strive to keep their promises and hold me to the promises I make. I want to be with people who give of themselves, who share their hearts and minds and gifts. I want to be with people who know that human community is often warm and generous, sometimes challenging, and almost always a grand adventure. In short, I want to be with people like you.
Please rise in body or spirit and join together in singing number 360, Here We Have Gathered.
Good morning. I have a lovely story for you all today. A story about two rivers. You stay there. Good. Okay, ready? There were once upon a time two lovely rivers, and they each thought that they were by far the finest river. The first river said, "Oh, look how beautifully the water ripples as I rush by the rocks on my riverbed. Look at all the reflections of sunlight dancing across me. Look at how my reeds sway in the breeze. Surely I am the best river." The second river said, "Huh, look at all the fish that swim in my waters. Look at the frogs that live on my banks. Look at how full of life I am. Surely I am the best river." Well, the rivers went on and on like this at each other. And the first river would say, "All the rains favor me, and my banks swell, and I grow strong and rush fast." And the second river would say, "Oh, but I am peaceful and steady and smooth, so I'm way better." And they would argue back and forth until one day something really surprising happened. The rivers both came round a bend and were shocked to find that they were starting to run together. And they were even more surprised when they went down a few rapids and found themselves oozing out into an ocean, which was full of other rivers as one big mass of water. And as they rushed out into this ocean, kind of looking at each other, rather shocked at the situation they found themselves in, a cloud above them started to laugh and said, "There is no highest or lowest, there is no better or worse, for we are all just rivers leading out into one ocean." Thank you, rivers.
And so here we are, Water Communion. In our congregation, we celebrate it the second Sunday in September. And it's a time of ingathering, though we know that there are more friends who may be flowing in as it gets colder up north. We can remember them and know that they will be joining waters with us as they return to us. Now is a time for homecoming, a reminder that this is a place that can be a spiritual home for you. The Water Communion began with a group of women in East Lansing, Michigan, decades ago, who gathered their waters together, and throughout their ritual and throughout their women's conference together, they would find themselves touching the water and blessing themselves with the communion of saints among them. For it was powerful, especially in the late 70s and early 80s, for women to continue to gather just as it is today. And now no one is excluded from this table, whether you're male, female, trans, somewhere in that spectrum, you're welcome to bring your waters here and all the wisdom and the gifts that you offer to be shared in a common vase. And what we've discovered over the years is that there's really not a vase large enough to hold all of the waters you bring. So you'll notice that there are actually three, thus complicating the fact that Unitarianism often doesn't engage in Trinitarian thought. We will note here that it is an ever-flowing wheel of water, and that the water is representative of something larger than ourselves. That when we gather our waters together, there's a note of humility and understanding that we've come to be part of something larger. And that sometimes that means that the rivers have to flow together in ways that were unexpected in order for us to become a part of something that's larger than ourselves, whether we see that as something that's transcendent, or even if the qualities of that bring us ever closer to our relationship with the earth. The water communion time is a time for us to bring ourselves together again. It is a time to invite where there is no peace in your heart to find peace. It is a time to allow that water that drips upon the rock to soften and flow through you. For that sense of water is the source of life, also known in some traditions as Fuente de Amor, the great fountain of love. It flows in and through us. For truly, this is what we embrace in this Unitarian Universalist faith, is that ultimately we as human beings can tap into a larger goodness and a greater love, and that we ourselves can be vessels for that love. No matter how we describe what that love is, even science tells us that it is water from which life has sprung, and there's certainly something holy and sacred and beautiful about that. Nothing short of miraculous, in fact, that somehow on this planet it became friendly to life, and that life grew and became infinitely more complex and different and beautiful, and that when we join our waters together, it's not to water ourselves down as individuals to assimilate into some melting pot of goo. No, instead, we join, and then all the little critters, the paramecium that we bring, create something new and utterly even more beautiful and complex because of our differences. Unity isn't about all thinking the same or being the same or being without conflict or challenge. Unity is about creating the bonds of peace in the midst of the fact that we are all beautifully different. And as we hold this greater vessel that's even larger than ourselves, we're invited to celebrate our individuality while also coming to be a part of something larger. Do you get the metaphor? Okay, just making sure. So during the water communion, I'd like for you to particularly hold in your hearts and minds some of the community joys and sorrows that are happening in our community now. I'd like for you to continue to hold our Director of Religious Education, Jen Blosser, in her thoughts as she moves soon to travel to England for a short time for her grandfather's memorial service. And may our prayers be with you and your family, Jen, and your maternal side in England. And also the great joy, if we could have a picture, Tobian, Sarah Kellum was born this Thursday, and he was 8 pounds, 12 ounces, And so many blessings to the Kellum family. And we were so happy to have the shower here, and many thanks to all who participated in the baby shower to help welcome Tabayan into the world. And Tabayan is an indigenous word for the Philippines that means strength. And that was an important thing for Mickey and Lisa to imbue their son with. And surely he also has the strength and love of this community as we'll joyfully welcome him. And so your cards are most welcome to send to the Kellum family. And so will you join with me in this spirit of prayer and reflection? Holy living water, source of life, let us flow together into this moment, acknowledging that we, these beautiful, singular, complex creatures, might continue to empty ourselves to be filled with you, O source of life, that we may continue to be vessels for a greater love that is possible in this world. And O source of healing waters, may we continue to give strength to one another, that we need one another, that we must care and nurture one another. Call upon ourselves as if we were calling upon all the angels, so that we might be instruments of blessing in this world. And of course, in this time, remembering those and all of us who experienced the time of 9/11, and holding in our hearts the fact that so many of our children and youth know little of that time, and that they are the instruments to bear peace into our future. May your peace flow in and through all of us. And then there's you, dear water, our source of life, calling to us, to our best selves, to heal you, to clean you, to change our lives so that we may see you not as a resource or a commodity, but to humble ourselves, to do the work, and be in right relationship with you. As our Caloosahatchee, Hickey's Creek, Cypress Creek, Estero River, Imperial Peace, other waters may be named out loud. The Orange. That our Gulf all be nurtured by a human presence, our human presence, instead of hurt. So may we be filled and empowered to not only pray and bless the waters, but be accountable to the waters. And lastly, may we hold in our hearts all the things where we might not feel peace, we may be challenged or feel discomfort, or know conflict with another person, whether it be family or someone in the church. Spirit of life, in the times when it feels impossible to find resolution, may your love flow through us, one and all. Blessed be. Amen. And for those of you who were able to find a stone of intention and find one on your way in, you may also find a stone of intention forward or at the sides, that during the music meditation, you may also offer a stone of intention. But the time has now come to bring our waters together. If you did not bring waters with you, we have plenty here for you to share. And during the music meditation, you're invited to come forward and to offer your waters in any of these vases. And I now offer the waters from last year's water communion. Let us gather our waters together. And so we have gathered. I share with you these words from Rabindranath Tagore, the stream of life. The same stream of life that runs through my veins night and day runs through the world and dances in rhythmic measures. It is the same life that shoots in joy through the dust of the earth in numberless blades of grass and breaks in tumultuous waves of leaves and flowers. It is the same life that is rocked in the ocean cradle of birth and death, in ebb and in flow. I feel my limbs are made glorious by the touch of this world of life, and my pride is from the life throb of ages, dancing in my blood this moment. And so let us continue to gather strength from one another as a community, as we continue to be agents of love and blessing in this world, particularly in this time to our waters.
Please remain seated as we join together in singing number 1007, There's a River Flowing in My Soul.
We truly are a generous congregation, and one of the ways we live our values is by making financial contributions to organizations in our greater community. This September, we're donating all undesignated funds to Visuality. If you wish to donate directly to UUCFM, please check the appropriate box on the collection card before placing it in the offertory basket. I'm honored to invite up our own Arlene Goldberg to briefly explain what Visuality is and what they do.
Good morning, everybody. Thank you for having me here today to do this. This is special for me. About 6 years ago, Carrie Cohane, who visited PFLAG one day, and we met, we co-founded Visuality. Visuality is a youth center, an LGBT youth center, the only one in Southwest Florida, actually. And it's been in existence for about six years now. And we're just revamping our programs, actually. We're having ice skating now at the end of this month for the kids at Germain Arena. And we're having having a big picnic that you're all invited to at Lakes Park in November. And that'll come out, and you'll see that advertised. We're starting peer-to-peer groups for the LGBT community all over the county. We have an office on Beacon Road, but we find that the kids can't get there, so we're starting to move out into the community, different areas like to Lehigh, to Bonita Springs, to Cape Coral, so that all the kids can get there, and their peer-to-peer groups. There'll be a social worker there, and the kids need that. I've been getting a lot of calls from social workers all over town, where a lot of the trans kids are starting to come out now, and because of because it's well known now, and all kinds of problems. So we're working hard to work with the community and working with other organizations. We're doing panels around town also at organizations like Guardian Ad Litem and kids the adoptions in town, and we're doing panels to sensitize them to the LGBT plight. So thank you very much for having me here today and for sharing with us today. Thank you.
So you hear the offering to gather your energy together to strengthen this beautiful organization, Visuality, in our community. And you'll continue to hear how important it is. And so hopefully your energy can flow into strengthening and allowing Visuality to continue its programming. So I hope that you will give generously. And I also thank all of you who give generously to our congregation. I'm always beyond words that our congregation supports this beautiful facility and that you all make it happen. So today, give generously, give more than you might have thought so that Visuality can continue to reach out into the community and to help save lives with their loving work. The morning offering will now be given and gratefully received.
I'm very happy to announce that today we have four youth joining us in the choir and one in the percussion section.
River of peace.
Please rise in body or spirit as we gather your generosity. I speak these words by the work of our hands and the work of our hearts. Our love is made real. May we be grateful for all that is given and grateful for all that is shared. And before we sing Carry the Flame, that these waters, if you would like to take some water with you after we're all done gathering and loving this time, please come forward at the end of the service to take some water with you and have that at home for you on your altars, by your chalices, your candles, at your dinner table, so that you always know that you are in good company and you are with all of us. And so let us join in singing Carry the Flame as we extinguish the chalice this Sunday.
Carry the flame.
It starts with a drop, then a trickle, a burble, a rush of water bubbling towards its destination, and finally the wide, endless sea. All rivers run to the sea. Today you brought water, poured it into a common bowl. Though our experiences have differed, these waters mingle, signifying our common humanity. Today you came and shared in this sacred community. May you depart this sacred space, hearts filled with hope for new beginnings, a fresh start. Go forth, but return to this community, where rivers of tears may be shed, where dry souls are watered, where your joy bubbles, where your life cup overflows, where deep in your spirit you have found in this place a home. All rivers run to the sea.
I don't think I'm mic'd.